This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd is our guest this week, and there's a lot to cover. Bagworms are getting larger, making chemical control much less effective than earlier in the summer. Japanese beetle adult activity peaks right through August, and there are a variety of vegetable pests to be scouting for. Raymond, let's start off with an update on bagworms. Where do we stand right now?
Well, they're out there, and they're getting bigger by the day. So let's start off basically with the fundamentals. When they're about a quarter inch to an eighth of an inch, which some areas they are, then they're more susceptible to the spray applications we commonly recommend, like BTK, which is known as Bacillus thuringiensis curistaci. It's a bacteria. And then the other one is spinosad, commonly in Captain Jack's dead bug brew. Both of those are stomach poison, so they have to eat it. So when they're young, they don't have to eat as much, and they're killed much quicker. When they get bigger, then those two materials are not an option. You can hand remove and put them in soapy water and kill them, or you can use one of the pyrethroid insecticides like bifenthrin. The problem with that is it kills all the beneficials. And so the more you can do in the front end by spraying when you see the small bags, an eighth to a quarter of an inch, the more likely you're going to have a high mortality and your plants are not going to suffer substantial damage.
So really get out there and check the trees now.
You should do that for every insect, but go out and check and see what's going on because everything's contingent on weather conditions.
In terms of Japanese beetles, they're active as well?
They are, but we're seeing a decline. Right now, the females will be looking for places to lay eggs, moist turf grass or moist soil, and then you'll get the grub stage or larva. And then in the August, September, then there'll be a turf pest. If you did apply your preventative insecticide, that will help. But if you didn't, then you run the risk of damage, especially if you have irrigated turf. And your options are limited. The only one that you probably will be able to use is Dilox because it works on the third instar grubs, whereas the other materials don't. So it doesn't last as long, but it will kill late instar grubs and hopefully minimize damage to the turf grass.
In terms of vegetable pests, there's quite a few.
Yes, we are in that era. We're into July. Squash bugs are abundant. We're seeing eggs. We're seeing nymphs and adults. We also have the blister beetles, both the three line and the ash gray, feeding on charred eggplant. We also have the flea beetles feeding on eggplant and other plants in the Solanaceae family, tomato and pepper. And then we have harlequin bugs feeding on horseradish and some other ones. So if you see those, you can do hand remove them, except for blister beetles. You want to wear gloves because they do give off a material called cantharidin, which can burn your skin. But sometimes the easiest way is just go out there and hand-pick them, put them in soapy water, and they'll kill them. Spray applications may not work because the adults have a thickened cuticle, a skin, that may impede the penetration of the insecticide into the insect and consequently won't kill them.
Always want to be careful when we're working in the garden, right?
Yes, but you also want to scout, like we mentioned earlier, for these pests. And when you see them, you know, first I would do the hand-picking, high-pressure water spray, dislodge them. And if need be, insecticides. And I would contact your extension agent about what materials they would recommend for the various insect and even mite pests, because two-spotted spider mite is another one that will be on tomatoes as we get warmer weather.
I was going to say, anything else that might be showing up in mid-August to September?
That would be the two-spotted spider mite. That's our warm, hot season mite, and they attack a wide variety of both ornamentals and vegetable plants, tomatoes, peppers. And so those, you can basically, a high-pressure water spray will dislodge them, and then there are some miticides or materials that you can use or acaricides to manage them. But the issue is you've got to get thorough coverage of all plant parts, especially leaf undersides, because that's where they reside.
And extension publications available really on all of these pests.
I think we have extension publications on most of these: harlequin bug, squash bug, blister beetles, Japanese beetle, bagworms. We don't have one yet for flea beetle. We pretty much have almost all of them, yeah.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with information on bagworms, Japanese beetles, and vegetable pests. For more information, contact your local Extension office. Horticultural publications are available online through the Extension Bookstore. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.